It's Pizza Hut's best deal. Only at Pizza Hut.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Oh, can't you hear
that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step.
Tune is your step.
Life can be so sweet
on the sunny side of the street.
I used to walk in shape.
Hi, everybody, this is Tony Bell.
Oh, boy.
Listen to my good friend Willie Nelson on my favorite show. Ma'am in the PM, longest morning show in the afternoon. Yeah, you cats are great.
This rover.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Crossed over.
Oh, yes, it is.
If I
never had a sin,
I'll be rich.
Pretty good for an 89-year-old today.
Yeah, very good.
Gold dust at my feet.
At my feet.
On that sunny street.
Side of the street. Hi, this is Tony Bennett. I think I said that, but I like saying
yeah,
I like saying hi. This is Tony Bennett.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, you must be Danny Strauss, is that right?
That's right. That's right.
Oh, I know about you, my man. Fellow music man.
Big fan, Tony. Big fan.
Young Eon, the PM. You play anything or sing or anything?
No, I don't.
He sings.
I do not, Tony.
He sings karaoke.
I hear otherwise. I hear you sing Mac the Knife and a lot of.
No, that was,
no,
that was the old.
That was the other guy.
That was the
other
guy. Previous
you're the
guy.
Queen. You're
yeah,
the queen,
he
man.
Sings Queen.
Yeah. Well, this is Tony Bennett, and I. Whenever I'm in St. Louis, I have to stop by and say hi to my friends. I left my heart. If I don't do that, people get mad. I say, Tony, why don't you sing I Left My Heart in San Francisco? So if I don't do some of it, everybody get the loveliness of Paris, somehow sadly gay.
That's your go-to hit there.
It is my go-to hit. Are you trying to be making fun of something?
Mm-mm.
No.
Hey, Danny.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Danny, got the harmonica?
I do. Always have.
I'll just do the opening of my signature song. And if you just tuned in, hi, this is Tony Bennett.
Okay.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going back to my city by the bay. And that's where I break it down. I love my heart in San Francisco. Danny Strauss, everybody.
Yeah. Tony Bennett.
Be on the harmonica.
Wow. What an honor to play harmonica with
Frank,
Tony Bennett.
Good to talk to you guys.
Oh, you too.
Frank,
Mr. Bennett.
I'm on what's called the ISDN line. It's a technological miracle that allows people. Now, I'm in San Francisco right now.
You are?
Allows people to sound like they're in the studio. It's unbelievable. I'm going to turn it over to my longtime friend, man who never, as I did, resorted to a toupee, Frank O'Pena. Come on in, Frank.
Frank, thank you, Tony. Tony Bennett, everybody.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That was fun.
He wears a toupee?
Oh, he always has. You didn't know that?
No.
Now he has one of the best ones I've ever seen. His toupee now, it took him like 40, 50 years. Because if you go back, and it's easy to pull up and look at past photos of Tony Bennett, they were embarrassing. I mean, they were those toupees. You immediately went, oh my goodness, look at that horrible toupee. And then I guess somebody said, because it's hard to go up to a guy and go, that's the worst toupee I've ever seen, and it looks like a toupee, and everybody
especially
knows.
With somebody with money that could get a really good one.
So I guess it took decades before somebody went, Tony, as a friend, or maybe one of his family members, your hair looks horrible, and it looks like a dead animal landed on your head. Let's get you a good toupee, and they did. He's got a really good one now.
Doesn't he have, a son and a daughter, is that correct?
Or they travel with him and work with him.
Yeah.
And sort of take care of his business and his scheduling.
Yeah, and I think it was his son that really got him into singing with, like, Lady Gaga and
with
doing
hip,
different things
cool
like that.
Young artist, and it was a smart thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Very smart. Yeah. Good afternoon, and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I guess you guys did all kinds of stuff for Earth Day. I carry the celebration through the weekend.
We went to Forest Park yesterday.
And yeah, definitely
you're walking
did.
On
celebrated celebrating
yeah.
our great earth that we all live on.
Well, and what better way to celebrate it than walk on it?
Yes.
And you did. Yeah. Plant your feet on it, walk on it, and show your appreciation. Now, today I don't think there's any... I know that every day is National Something Day. Can you pull up...
Let's see what today is.
Yeah. Most of them are stupid.
Yeah.
Because they're
pretty much all stupid.
And it's every day there are multiple... And all it means is that somebody who wants to sell something... for example, National Tootsie Roll Day. That just means they want to sell a lot of Tootsie.
Today is DNA Day.
What does that mean?
DNA Day? Like your DNA in your body?
Yes.
What are we supposed to do about that?
It was made into an official observance by the U.S. Congress. So the U.S. Congress, actually. Let's see here. The day commemorates the 50-year anniversary of James Watson and Francis Crick's discovery of the double helix, which is, I think, the form that the DNA comes in, if I'm not mistaken.
And like we'd know if you were.
Yes. It's also Hug a Plumber Day.
Oh! Call Mark.
And Malaria Day.
Malaria Day?
Yes.
They still have malaria in some parts of the world. Third world countries, jungles.
And there are a couple countries in the Middle East where polio still runs rampant because I think they're against the vaccination.
Rampant is the wrong term because if you have polio, you can't run.
Yes, you're not.
Find another way to say that.
Yes.
Well, my dad had polio when he was a kid.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. It messed his feet up. His feet, he has two different size, has to get two different size shoes because his feet are curled and messed up. And
how do you do that? I mean, how do you go to, you have to buy two pairs of shoes to get one pair?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Can you custom order a...
I'm not sure
how you can't
shoes where they're
you
different sizes.
You know what? He can't be the only guy with two different size feet.
No.
Because women have two different size breasts, and I know that's a big ordeal when they have to buy bras.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh, my God, this is the C, 36C, and the other one's a 36D, and, you know, it's an issue.
In fact, I think
most people do not have symmetrical, even breasts.
I think most of them are...
not exactly.
Yes, one of those identical. A little bit bigger.
Yeah.
He's also in a select group of a few people who've had their elbow bone on the outside of their skin.
Yeah.
We saw it.
Yeah,
we're among a handful of people who've actually seen Dad's skeleton.
Yeah.
His we saw bone. Part of your guy's skeleton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since we mentioned the bra thing, maybe it's time to restate and remind people that Peon and Dan and I have a service. A lot of women aren't sure if their breasts are the same size or not. They might look, well, they look kind of like they're the same, but there's a density issue, uplift issue. One might sag more than the other. It's
some people think you can just eyeball them and go, well, that's obvious.
You cannot eyeball them.
No.
You have to motorboat them.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's in the extreme cases where...
Well, it is extreme.
There's a fraction of a difference between the two.
The only way you can tell is left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
Yes.
But we offer that service because I do think it's got to be very frustrating for women go in thinking that both are 30... Let's just go 36D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
They realize now one is a 34D.
Because they can look the same just by looking, but until you get the volume density smashed up against your face from each one, you don't know the different, the mass factor there.
Well,
a lot of
the professional places that charge will put your breasts on what's called a gigalometer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We don't use unnecessary equipment like that. We don't need that equipment.
No.
Those are our hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
So feel free to contact us if you need verification or if you've never even realized your breasts are not exactly the same size. So it's, what is it, DNA Day?
Yeah.
DNA Day? Hug a Plumber Day?
A lot of people don't know this. Our hands are registered gigalometers with, like, the
American Mammography Association.
Yes.
AMA.
Yeah.
So what else is it? DNA Day and...
Hug a Plumber Day and...
Hug a Plumber. Malaria Day.
Tomorrow, would you like to know tomorrow's days?
Sure.
So we can get set up?
Richter scale day.
Wow, that's Rosie O'Donnell's favorite day. That's what her scale at home is, a Richter scale. That's how she weighs.
Hug an Australian day. Help a horse.
Help a horse day.
Help some whores.
No, help a horse.
Oh.
And pretzel day.
Oh, tomorrow's big.
Wow. Yes.
Pretzel
compared
day.
To today, but tomorrow's the big day. Of course, today it's also just another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I cannot believe it.
It was the 3rd of June,
another sleepy, dusty Delta day. How much more of a lead-in could you need?
I had the day of the year screen up.
Edit that out.
Okay.
And we'll pick it up where I say, of course, today, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
You know, one day, maybe today, I like to really irritate people by doing that about 8 times. And here's how you get away with it. You say, for example, well, let's say it's July 17th. And I'll say, well, it's my little grandson's 3rd birthday today. Of course, to a lot of people, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I think
the more you hear it, you have to start laughing, even though you hate it so much, you have to start laughing. Now, that day, I don't remember the date when Dan's dad decided to put his elbow bone outside of the skin when we were on our trip.
It was the day of our wedding. I know that, but I don't. I think so. That would have been.
You don't remember.
February 6th.
You don't remember
maybe?
The day? You don't know your wedding date? Are you serious? And you've only been married how many years?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding.
I know it's early February.
You don't know the date, honestly.
I think it's February 4th.
Oh. Well, that February 4th, also to a lot of people, is just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy,
see?
Dusty Delta
day. It's getting funnier.
It
actually gets funnier the more you overdo it.
I think the funny part is going, we got married on February, no, wait a minute, February 6th, 4th, no.
There is never an amount of time that you're married where you're entitled or allowed to forget your day of your wedding.
Yes,
I don't care if you're married 50, well, dementia, Alzheimer's, okay, you get a pass.
Right.
You know, your husband's in the nursing home, he's 97. Honey, you mean we've been married? No! You know, I mean, okay.
Well, he may not even know you. Who are you?
Why would a stranger ask me that? So welcome to the show. Things we can kick around today. Does anybody have anything to say? A throat update. I still have, as you can probably
hear.
No, it's not just a tickle. Now it's becoming like, you know what it is? It's a punishment from God for all the jokes I did. Doing an old man. Now I'm gradually getting that voice. And that's his way of saying, I'll teach you to make fun of old people's voices.
Do you still have the cough, though?
Yeah. Oh, the tickle, the cough. Over 5 weeks. I have a doctor's appointment Wednesday.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, he's going to send me somewhere there to take a look in there. I don't think this is allergy anymore.
I think it's allergies. I
hope
have
you're
them.
Right.
I have them.
Yeah, but you still have your full voice. I have like
70%. I can feel my voice is just like, my voice seems deeper than what it is, what it normally is.
It's a good
is.
Thing.
I know, but it's also my head gets clogged, and it's not like clogged all the time, and all of a sudden I'll start coughing, and then my head gets clogged up. And it's,
okay, well, I hope that sounds close to what I hope you're right. Enough of that, enough about me and all my struggles and my problems. Does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I do.
All right. For those of you who may not be familiar with the show, fairly new, where do you start? Dan Strauss is he was almost a Mary Kay Cosmetics salesman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was assistant manager at Sambo's Restaurant.
Yeah. Drove by there yesterday. Where
the old location?
Yeah, the old location in Delwood.
Did you tear up a little bit?
I did a little, yeah.
What is it now?
I don't know. It's something. I can't remember what it was.
Former car salesman. Former factory worker where he actually watched the guy get crushed to death.
Yes.
A place where that's
an
traumatic.
An insulation in the factory, right?
Yeah.
Traumatic.
Yeah.
And give him another, a bass player, broadcast teacher.
Professor.
Professor. We're missing something.
Let's see.
Obviously, former worker at multiple other radio stations.
Yeah. I did work in a factory where we made those 2-liter bottles, and I burned my hands. Putting boxes together.
Yeah, I don't think we heard this story.
No,
but you—I thought you worked in a box company or something.
No, it was actually where we made the 2-liter bottles for soda and stuff like that. But the boxes that the sodas went in, I was in charge of those. And when they would go through the machine and put the glue on them, they would come out, and the hot glue would burn your hands. It was horrible.
I bet that because it kind of sticks and starts burning and melting into your skin.
Oh yeah, and it was like my hands were raw and just. I mean, it was just like, oh, they hurt so bad. And I had to go back the next day. And you know how that feeling is? It's like, oh, I can't touch anything. It was bad.
And do you think anybody who works at, like, the crazy glue plant has ever spilled?
Oh.
You know how you get on your fingers?
Yeah.
You can't get them apart? You know that somebody who works at that plant, there's a little bit of a miscalculation or an accident or something. And their arm for a year is glued to their stomach.
Yeah, there has to be.
Because you can't unstick them. It's impossible.
Don't they have that solvent now that'll get rid of it or unstick it or
when
something?
When I've done it, I just have to wait it out.
Oh.
You know, you're tempted to take a razor blade and try to cut your fingers apart. No, that's not a good idea. Don't do that.
Oh,
You also won dance contests with your mom and sister?
With my sister. We tried out for Dance Fever with my mom. Mm. I tried out for Dance Fever with
my
mom.
What young man doesn't want to enter that with his mom? Hey, Mom, let's enter a dance contest. I don't think the other kids will laugh at me.
No, that was over at the Oz, and then ended up winning a trophy with my sister dancing with my
sister. Wow, that's almost incest.
That's the picture I've seen, right? You and her in Supergirl and Superman outfits?
Together. I was Superman, and she was Lois Lane.
She's not just your sister, she's your sester, like incest.
Yeah.
Meet my sister.
And I can't find that picture.
Good.
I don't know where that picture is.
No, good. That's a good thing. You don't want evidence of that.
Yeah, didn't we used to give that to the...
Yeah,
every week when they came in.
Yeah,
we used to have great prizes.
We gave it to people, a picture of me in a Superman outfit.
So now that you know more about him, here is Dan Strauss. Dan, it's all yours.
Thank you so
You're
much,
welcome.
Frank. We played yesterday, our band, the Southside Johnny Band, played yesterday for this charity event, and it's to send, we did it with the Well Hungarians and another band called Black Top Boulevard.
I like that.
Yeah, they were really, really good. And the Well Hungarians, of course, you've heard them before. So, but we had so much fun and raised a lot of money for this mission trip to China. And the guy that plays fiddle in the Well Hungarians, Joey Minor, it's his parents. His dad is a doctor, and they go over to China to orphanages and get the kids prepared that are mentally and physically disabled and everything for adoption. So it was a great turnout yesterday, and everything went really, really well. We won a bunch of baskets. My girlfriend Sandy got into the drawings and stuff and won like 5 baskets. It was crazy. But
I don't know if you know this or not. One of the couples that travels with us on these station trips where we go with listeners, and they've been on multiple trips. I'll tell you off the air who it is. And maybe you know they adopted a severely mentally handicapped child, knowing that he was going to be, burden is not the right word, because I'm sure to them he's not a burden, but requiring constant attention. And he's now, I think, in his 30s or something. Let me tell you something. If, in fact, there are levels of rewards and a life rewarded in another life after this, they're going to the head of the line. Any people, any couple, or any individual that will adopt a mentally handicapped child, knowing that for the rest of your life, they're going to need you or somebody 24 hours a day. That's a special person.
Yeah.
That's a special. And that's what you're kind of talking about, is that these are kids.
Yeah.
People go to adopt. They go, I don't want him. He's mentally challenged. That kid looks perfect. I'll take him or her.
Well, they're either mentally challenged or just disabled in some way. And the Chinese government put them in orphanages and deem them unadoptable. So what they do is they go over to these orphanages and they teach the orphanage workers and everything how to handle this and how to deal with it, and then deal with the parents that are looking for kids to adopt and show them how to deal with these mentally and just regular disabled
kids. It's still a massive undertaking.
But it's been working. So they've gotten, from around the world, they've had people, kids getting adopted out like that. So it worked out really well. But I want to say there was a lot of people there that were AM and the PM and yesterday that was incredible. And this guy named Jim came up. I just want to say hi to Jim and Harvey. And there's a guy, Kevin, that I was talking to. And his wife said, you have no idea how big of a fan of the show this guy is. Because when she calls him, like now, if she called him right now, he would say, I can't talk. The Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
So he puts the show before his marriage.
Yes, he does.
As do we.
I know.
Yes. Yeah, if my wife calls me right now, I go, I can't talk right now.
Yeah, I don't care what it is.
No, Peon, I've heard you. You've learned well. I've heard you. Don't downplay this. I've heard Angela forget what time it was and call you.
Yeah.
And I've heard you try quietly, but we overheard it when you said, I believe you have a phone that tells the time. Why don't you take a look at that phone and see what time it is, and maybe you'll realize I'm working for a living right now. And how many times have I told you not to call me? That's the way I have it.
Yes. I know you should be at the stove preparing dinner right now, and the stove has a clock right above it. Can you tell me what time it says right now on it?
Yeah.
It's between the hours of 3 and 6, I believe.
Yeah. Well, last time my wife accidentally called, she said it was an accident, and it was about 2:30. And we were in a commercial break, and all I said was these words, and I recalled these and retained them from when I was in high school. I said, well, sounds like somebody's cruising for a bruising.
Ooh.
Yeah. She got the message.
Yeah.
She got the message.
Man. And and then the last thing, we went to the drive-in over the weekend, too.
Sandy?
Saturday night.
Hey.
Yeah.
Did you make out?
We steamed up the windows a little bit. Yeah.
That's why you go there.
But we went to the Skyview, which, by the way, I'm the voice of the Skyview Drive-In.
Stop it.
No.
How about that? We got to add that. Now that gets added to the resume.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
The voice of the Skyview. Car salesman Sambo's voice of the Skyview Drive-In.
Yes. And we saw the Jungle Book. And
fantastic, wasn't it?
Zootopia. It was awesome.
That Jungle Book is unbelievable.
It is, and I have never seen the Jungle Book before.
Me either. You don't have to.
No.
And would you agree? You don't have to have ever seen Jungle Book.
No, not at all.
And you think, well, we don't have kids. You don't need kids. This is, from a technology standpoint, it's just beyond belief.
Yeah.
Did those animals, didn't you have to remind yourself that's not really a wolf talking?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was really, really good. The one thing that I can say is, I think it
was... Was it so good that when she was just about to perform something on you, you said, no, I'm watching this scene.
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, that was right around the snake scene.
Hold that throat. I mean, thought.
When the snake was coming down out of the tree. And then we saw Zootopia, too. Have you ever seen Zootopia?
No.
That's really, really funny.
It's animated, right?
Yeah, it's animated, but it's funny. But the Jungle Book, I think it would scare kids that...
No, I agree.
...are probably under 12
My grandson was 3, and we took him.
Oh, yeah.
Under
12, even?
Well,
no,
10,
no,
maybe?
I'd say most kids, 5 or 6... or under, it could scare him.
Yeah.
But he didn't get scared, and I didn't realize there's some pretty graphic fight scenes with these animals, but he was okay with it. He loved it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But
all right, anything else?
No, that was it.
All right, Peon, do you have anything? We'll come out after the break.
No, I don't have anything, so we can close it.
Close it for a second. We have a special treat next hour at 3:30. Peon's cousin is coming in, who used to be our receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, we've had 79 receptionists since we've been here. She is in the top, to me, the top 3, maybe the top 1.
I agree.
What a delightful... I'm so glad she's coming in, and she has something she wants to talk to you about, and maybe get you to help her raise a little money for a good cause and in memory of somebody very close to her sister. So That's Peon's cousin Beth, who'll be in next hour. Let's take a break.
No, this break.
After this break. Shoot, what the heck's the matter with me? Should we come in a couple of minutes here? Schaefer has a C in it. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I don't think I ever go 2 weeks without some Schaefer email. That's rare. And with one exception in 15 or 16 years, and that turned out to be something that was taken care of. Ball was dropped temporarily by someone at Schaefer. They realized it, made it not only right, but maybe even a better experience than it normally is, and it's a pretty good experience with Schaefer. These emails are all praising not only the work that Schaefer does on your vehicle, but the service, the way they deal with you. I get emails going, my parents are older, and they were freaked out because they had an accident. Schaefer held their hands, basically, figuratively, and made this all so easy. And now they have this one drop, stop, shop, whatever thing where, get this, and if you think about it, going to get an Estima, then coming back, and then coming back and start to... It's an unnecessary trip. They turn two trips into one. It's a one-stop drop. You take the vehicle, leave it, they do the Estima, and they go ahead and start the repairs. Because that's where it's going to be done. I'm just telling you. So why not just leave it and let them get started? It makes it even simpler than before. And it was pretty impressive before. So one more good reason to tell your insurance company when you're in an accident, this vehicle is going to Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They have 10 locations. If you'd like to know which one is closest to you, go to this website, SchaeferAutobody.com.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got a stalled vehicle on southbound 55 past Bates that's blocking the right lane. They've cleared an accident that was on southbound Highway 55 down around Highway Z. That traffic between M and Z, still a little bit sluggish in some areas, but it has thinned out. Now we're looking at eastbound 40 drivers stacking up from 141 through Mason. We're also heavy on westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland. We've got an accident, Lime Ferry at Point Drive, and eastbound 270 slowing now east of McDonald through Highway 170. And this report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to promote your business. Business cards, brochures and banners, pens, magnets and calendars. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is John Shea. Hallmark Stone is a wholesale fabricator of granite and quartz countertops. They normally only sell to kitchen and bath shops, home stores, remodelers, and builders like me. Once a year, they open their doors to the general public to benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids charities. This Saturday and Sunday is that weekend. It's the Hallmark Stone Granite Remnant Sale, where you can buy granite remnants for up to 50% off retail pricing. Remnants are great for vanity tops, fireplace surrounds, small bar tops, and more. Jim McMillan and myself will be broadcasting the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. So come on and say hi. Hallmark Stone is located off I-44 at the soccer park exit. For directions, call 636-349-1288, or better yet, check out their website at hallmarkstone.com. Enjoy extreme savings while benefiting local charities. What a great combination. Stop by Hallmark Stone's Granite Remnant Sale this Saturday and Sunday only. For directions, visit their website at hallmarkstone.com.
Chronic low back pain takes a toll on almost every aspect of a person's life. 2 in 5 pain sufferers experience such severe pain that they are unable to work, and 3 in 5 are unable to engage in routine activities of daily living. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study of an investigational pain medication. If you suffer from chronic low back pain, you may qualify to participate. Qualified participants 35 years or older will receive study-related care and investigational medication at no cost. Reimbursement for travel may be provided. To learn more, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Every day, people from all over the world participate in research studies to help improve the quality of life for others in the future. Again, if you are 35 years or older and have chronic low back pain, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Or visit us online at radiantresearch.com.
Over 77 years ago, Midwest Floor opened its doors for the first time with one goal in mind: to supply the St. Louis area with the finest quality flooring and craftsmanship available. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. It is my pledge to the St. Louis area to continue that policy by providing you with a comfortable shopping experience from the most knowledgeable sales staff anywhere, along with expert union craftsmen to install your floor. With that same quality concept in mind, I've opened a new division called Simply Clean Floors. Simply Clean Floors is the newest carpet cleaning company in the St. Louis area with a reputation to match Midwest Floor. So if you've ever wondered who to call to get your carpets looking like new again, the answer is simple. Call Simply Clean Floors. You can reach Simply Clean Floors at 314-896-4411 or online at simplycleanfloors.com. I promise your experience with Simply Clean Floors will be a great one.
For 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefanina's.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip Pest Services is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it be ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip Pest Services have you covered. Go to stlbugs.com. That's stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip Pest Services can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com.
The robots are coming. The robots are coming. The robots are coming.
The robots are
coming. The robots are coming. The first robotics championship coming to St. Louis, and you're invited. Join the Kill Point Show, broadcasting live from the Dome at America Center, Friday, April 29th from 10 until 1. Hundreds of student robot teams ages 6 to 18 coming from all over the world to compete on special playing fields to see who's got the top bot. It's the Martin Kill Point Show, broadcasting live from the Dome at America Center, Friday, April 29th on the Big 550. KTRS.
Hey, it's Randy Naughton here. I invite you to join me on Thursday, April 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll be on location at the Diamond Family at the Lafayette Center in Deerbergs Plaza. On display, $3 million worth of celebrity-owned estate jewelry. All right there, once owned by Elvis, Dean Martin, John Wayne. All for you to look at and buy to add to your collection. Come out and see me Thursday, April 28th at the Diamond Family, the fine jewelry store that treats you like family. For details, go to thediamondfam.com.
Is there anything more dependent on visual, you're seeing it, than robots? I mean,
They are pretty...
You need to see them.
Yes.
So we're doing a radio show from a robot convention. You know, when you listen to baseball, you kind of know. You see because you've seen, you know, what the players look like.
Well, yeah. They'll have the 11.2 cameras there, I think, right?
Oh, okay. I forgot about that. Makes all the difference. Beth Campanella. That's right. There was a boxer, Roy Campanella. I'll find out if she's related. She'll join us here for a couple of minutes, in a minute or so, after I talk to you a little bit about heating and cooling. My mother-in-law, the one thing, she worries about all kinds of stuff, but she doesn't have to worry about being cool this summer, because 3 or 4 years ago, we had Matheny put in a new cooling system for her. She has a small house, so it didn't require a big system. But she is, that's the one thing she is comfortable with, in knowing that she's not going to get too hot this summer. She wasn't too cold this winter because Matheny put the right system in for her house. And that's important when somebody replaces a system. Rather than just put a system in, you got to put the right system in. You have to know the house. You have to know the business. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 74 years. They've been replacing systems for people, servicing systems for people, and maintaining systems for people. Any make, any model, any type, any size, any age. You can be a business or a residence, and you can be huge or you can be small. They'll take care of you. They'll take good care of you. Their people are trained and licensed to work on everything. If you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, any part of either county, you are lucky because you can be a Matheny customer. Matheny Heating and Cooling. They would love to become your heating and cooling company, but it takes you making one phone call to make your first appointment. And once they're in your house or business, done. You're never going to ever want to call anybody else. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Please welcome to the studio Peon's cousin, Beth Campanella.
Hey, how are you?
Yay. Good, Frank. How are you?
You still look cute. And did you notice I kind of dressed a little nicer for you? Normally kind of a slob, but you were coming in. Yeah. I like you, and you're cute. And listen to her laugh. You can just tell when she laughs. She's cute. You know, these people that say, oh, she lit up the room. They say that about everybody. In your case, it's true.
Yeah. It's really not always true. Yeah.
No, it is. Well, you're a relative. You may have seen the other side.
But, no, not yet. I still haven't seen the other side.
Right. Now, we'll tell people the reason you're here. We're going to do that in a minute. But I think we start with something that happened to you, which is why you want to raise money, and that was you lost your sister. She was killed in a car accident, right?
Yeah, Frank.
When she was 11?
Yeah, back in 2011.
And can I ask you what happened there? I mean, was she, obviously she was a passenger because she was 11, she wasn't driving.
Right.
Was she with relatives or friends or...
Yeah, so actually her and I were driving in the car in 2011, and we got in an accident, and I was pretty beat up, but my sister lost her life that day, so we decided to, we try to keep her memory alive every day, but this fundraiser is one of the best ways we know how to do it.
Okay, so, what is the fundraiser? Where is it, and what do people need to do?
The fundraiser is at Incarnate Word Academy, the high school that we went to and that my mom, or the high school I went to, my mom went to, my aunts went to, which is why we decided to do it because, frankly, my sister Katie Campanella, she loved Incarnate probably more than I did, and she didn't even go there, so that's why we decided to do it there.
Wait a minute, a kid who loves school? Can't relate.
Oh, yeah, I know. Strange, but... so we do the fundraiser at Incarnate Word Academy, and this year it is Thursday, April 28th. The doors open at 5 p.m.
I believe that's this Thursday.
It is this Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Oh, 3 days
yep.
away.
And it's a spring boutique.
Spring boutique, yep. It's the Katie Campanella Visual Arts Scholarship Fund and the Alumni Legacy Scholarship Fund.
So the money raised on Thursday goes into these scholarship funds.
Correct.
So what do people find when they get there?
Well, your ticket includes, there are several restaurants there that have food
right,
that you can taste.
Right, so there's a total of 50 vendors this year. And really quick, I'm just going to say, if you you can get an adult ticket for $25 if you buy in advance, which we'll talk about in a little bit, or a student ticket for $5. And if you get the adult ticket, you'll receive a reusable shopping bag with goodies, a spring boutique cup, and a drink ticket. So,
how many years have you done this?
Five. I think this is our fifth year.
How many people did you have last year, do you know?
I don't know exactly, but
it's several hundred people. Yeah,
we know.
We need the top several hundred.
I mean, yeah.
Oh,
maybe five. Yeah.
Like there's no parking. Because, I hate to say there's no parking, but get there early because it's a great time and there's so many people, and there's food and shopping and my family and Eon the Peon himself will be giving out flowers this year.
Hold on. A live appearance from Eon the Peon?
Wait a minute.
Now you're going to have people.
My wife and I usually are at the flower section. There are flowers for sale that day.
Is Archie going to be there?
Archie may be there, yes.
An appearance by little Archie Guy.
Yes.
Wait, where is Incarnate Word?
It is in Normandy, right?
Yep, it is. I have the address. I don't know if you want to put it on the page.
I think what would be even better, is there a website?
There is, and I have the link up on our Facebook page. So
beautiful, because all you have to do is remember facebook.com/AM and the PM. She giggles and everything. I love that. Hey. She makes me think I'm funny. I'm not that funny. So facebook.com/AM and the PM, and Peon has put it right up there.
You can register on there up until tomorrow. And then it gives all the other details and information.
Can I go and help hand out flowers with Peon?
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, wait a minute, hold on. I go to the timpani drum. This is bigger than it was supposed to be.
Oh, my goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, in addition to the news we didn't know before, that Eon the Peon, Angela, and very possibly little Archie Geist will be there, the one and only bass player extraordinaire. And what was that other job we just said he had that we didn't know about? Former
burned his hands at a 2-liter bottle factory.
Former burned hand employee. Yeah. Dan Strauss will be there.
And I would ask a lot of those people that I met over the weekend to come out, because this is their chance to meet Peon, because they said, I want to meet Peon. Everybody wanted to meet Peon.
And I know. We should have been advertising that a long time ago.
Quite an experience, everyone.
So the easiest thing, first of all, to do is, folks, go to facebook.com/AM and the PM. All the information is there. And real quickly, again, Thursday, when to when?
It starts at 5 p.m., ends about 9 p.m., but usually the earlier, you know, you get all the food while it's hot, and everyone will be there and excited. And if you sign up by Wednesday, okay, I've always wanted to do this. Can I get a drum roll?
No, you don't do it. I'll get Bruce to do it. Hang on. Bruce, Beth wants a timpani roll, please.
Okay, you get a t-shirt. So if you register online, people, you get a t-shirt too.
Oh, man. Awesome. How old are you?
Actually, Frank, I'm almost 21.
Why are you giggling?
I giggle too.
Because I've been waiting 21 years to
say
that.
She's excited to taste her first adult beverage.
When will you be 21?
May 23rd.
That's my daughter's birthday.
Get out of here.
May 23rd is my daughter's birthday.
Oh my gosh. Good incredible. People are born on that day.
So, do you have, and obviously that's, I mean, that's coming up. What do you have plans, what you want to do? Because a lot of people go, I'm going to gamble, or I'm going to drink legally for the first time. What do you think you're going to do that day or night? Do you know?
She's going to come out and see our band.
Oh, yeah. Are you playing that day? Heck yeah, I'll be there.
See, that's not fair. You're on the spot. That's the last thing you probably want to know. No, have you thought about what you want to do?
Honestly, I just want to go sit in a bar with at a place that usually doesn't take my fake ID and sit with people that drink. And I hate birthdays usually, but I'm excited for that. So
I love the fact that you said you had a fake ID, because here's what parents need to know. 99% of teenagers have fake IDs. They do. You may not know. Not my kid. Yes, they do. One of my sons actually was in the fake ID manufacturing business, and I didn't know it till he was in his 30s.
That's the business side part of them.
Yeah, and another friend ratted him out, going, oh yeah, we got ours from your son. I went, what? It's like counterfeiting money or something. It's illegal. Go ahead.
Oh, and I was talking to my daughter, Alyssa, and I said, Frank doesn't believe that you don't have a fake ID. And she said, I really don't, but I'm going to get one.
She's met the right people.
She doesn't want to be that odd one that didn't have one. Well, I hope you have 5,000 people there. I do. I'm sorry about what happened to your sister, and I can't even.
Thank you.
I don't even like to think about that stuff, because it had to be the worst. You know, we asked this question, what was the best day and the worst day of your life? There would be the answer for your parents and for you. The worst day of your life had to be the day she died in that car wreck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, but I think I mean, hands down, there's nothing else to say about that, but I have met some pretty incredible people because of it, so.
Yeah. Don't ever change your voice. You know, my daughter is in her late 20s, and she still sounds like she's 10. You have that, so don't lose that. Unless you become a CEO. Thanks, Frank. Because if you become a CEO, I don't know. I just don't think when you call that the board members, hi, everybody. We got a new acquisition for our company.
Yeah, they're not going to take you serious.
No, but you're a terrific person to be around.
Thank you, Frank.
I wish if this station had any money, they should hire you. No offense to any other receptionists that have been here or here now, but they should have, let's put it this way, at the time, made you an offer you couldn't refuse.
But she's going to college. She's trying to finish college.
You know, it had to be a really big offer.
When you get out of college, you're not going to be able to get out of job. You get a job because you'll be one of a pool of like 80,000 kids in the area who all have college degrees, and there are only 40,000 jobs for those 80,000. Take my advice, and this is to all young people, forget an education, get into radio.
Yes.
This is the future.
It's the trending upward profession of them all.
Of course, we're kidding. Good luck with this thing. Beth Campanella, everybody.
Yeah.
And are you related to the boxer? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even know there was a boxer, but I know that there's baseball player.
Because if you were, Roy Campanella was a baseball player, wasn't he?
Yeah. Sure
that's
was.
Right. I said boxer. He was a baseball
player. Her uncle's a big guitar player in this town.
Yeah, DCB band.
Yeah.
What does that mean, big guitar player?
He's well known. Well known and very good. Too.
Yeah, Tony Campanella band. Yeah. And my cousin Nick Colico's in that too. So you'll have to go see him.
Good luck with the same Thursday.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me on today.
All right, American Equity Mortgage. See you. What?
She just said see you.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to milk out more time. One of these days, Beth may get married and she and her husband may decide they want a house. You're going to have to find somebody, unless she's wealthy. I don't think she's that wealthy, but like most people, they're going to need a mortgage. If she really is Peon's cousin, of course, then she would support the advertisers that make this show possible. And the biggest, longest-running advertiser we have is American Equity Mortgage. So the Campanellas, because I got a feeling she would make him take her name. She sounds kind of forceful that way. And would have the ability to make that sales pitch follow through. So the Campanellas have a home, and then years go by, and they're homeowners, and they need some cash. They would also then go to American Equity Mortgage for a home equity loan or debt consolidation loan, because she's smart. That's a smart thing to do. You should think about it, too. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9900.